Final score tonight is Northeastern 4 and Merrimack 1. Scott Borges with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, you know, Scott, coming off of last night's game, it seemed like first period was a battle back and forth, and then you guys got the goal to go ahead in the second period. It seemed like at that point of the game that you guys doing a lot of the things you wanted to do. What happened after that?
No, they just have very good sticks, and yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a frustrating film to watch. I think the chances were probably even. We didn't finish. They did. It was like last night's game. I thought that the score was 5-3, but I never really felt like it was that kind of game. I thought they controlled it. Tonight was a 2-1 game that ended up 4-1, and good for them. They're playing really well right now, but we just get to keep grinding.
Again, talking about the differences, I guess, from last night. I thought first period, you really limited the chances that they had. There weren't very many, if any at all, in that first period. I know you guys might not have had many either, but it seemed like it was going to be that kind of game, especially after the first period.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was, and I was nervous about the first period because obviously the pregame stuff, and worried that they might jump on us a little bit. But I thought it was very evenly played, and I thought we balanced the ice well, and it was a hard game. I mean, the two teams played pretty hard tonight and pretty physical, and we obviously ended up on the wrong side of it, but it was a hard fought game both ways.
You mentioned this stuff before the game. I did want to touch on that briefly. It sounded like over 70 alumni were here to play, and be there for the alumni game. Obviously, you're able to honor Ron Anderson. He dropped the puck before the game. Even Chris Ross, your assistant coach, sang the national anthem. I mean, all the way around, it seemed like, in terms of alumni and the history of this program and going back, I mean, while it might have been a distraction, is that still the kind of thing that's good for these guys on your team, your current team, to see?
Oh, yeah, no question. I mean, I wouldn't even call it a distraction. I mean, it's kind of it's an honor. You're honoring one of the greats that I was really so happy to be part of it. Coach Anderson did a lot for Merrimack College and obviously a ton for Merrimack hockey, and 71 guys came back, and that's pretty good on a Saturday in January in a team that's been kind of struggling and limping. I think it's great for our players to see that. And sometimes when you're in a room and it's just the 20 of you or the 25 of you, you feel like you're in this alone and you're fighting uphill. When you have all those guys come back and spend that time that they did today here, I just think it shows them, hey, we're playing for some other people too. And that's important. And I think it was, I've said that to the guys before, but they actually witnessed it today, which was exciting.
Yeah, do your current players get to actually interact with those guys and talk to them a bit? Because it can be kind of funny sometimes seeing those guys together, especially guys from that 88 team or around that time frame. They get together, they're always telling stories, they're laughing and everything. I mean, they're pretty close-knit group.
Yeah, very. And you know what? They really enjoyed coming back, and the campus is so different since when they were here originally. They were just very impressed with the rink and the pavilion, then just the campus itself. They met for a reception at the Rogers Center, and one of the guys grabbed me and said, "Hey, this is there's four buildings here when I was here." And I said,
yeah,
"This is
right.
it's just grown, and it's really what our administration is pushing it. Our president's pushing it, and continues to. So we'll continue to grow, I think." But it was forget about the game for a second. It was a really good night to be part of Merrimack hockey, and I was proud to play a role in it, and really excited to see Coach Anderson. He read the starting lineup to our team before the game.
Cool.
We had all 71 of the alums in the room when that happened, so it was pretty exciting.
Yeah, I mean, and going back, I just remember thinking for the longest time that was one of the things, even before you were here, one of the things that was talked about was, boy, we got to honor him, find a way to do that for all the time that he gave. Because you think about when he was coach here, and he had to do everything. I mean, everything, literally everything, from scheduling games to booking meals and sharpening skates. I mean, that was a time when, like I said, if something was going to get done, he as the head coach had to do it.
Yeah, he and I know Andy Hines and Stewie Irving played a role in that too.
Yep.
And Andy was here tonight. Stewie couldn't be, which is unfortunate. But it not only was it overdue, I think that we get a clouded picture and results about what people have done for the school. And, Mark Denny, he did a lot for the school as well. And I think it's really, I'm proud to be in this role I'm in because I try to serve the things that those people set up for us and built for us so that we could have this beautiful arena and have the great room that we have. It's exciting, and I hope that we'll continue to bring that group of people back and grow it. Mark really had that going when he was here. It hasn't been something that we've focused on a lot because we're just trying to get better. But we really want to put an emphasis on that now and try to grow the program beyond the rank to include all the guys who have played here in the past.
And a guy who wasn't able to be here but also went in on that Hall of Fame class along with Ron Anderson was one of his players, Richard Pion, from up in Quebec. Not able to make it tonight, but second leading scorer in Merrimack history. I know a guy who's right there with the best of the best.
Well, I told Richard when I told him that he was getting inducted. I said, you know, I was on the job for a week, literally, and I got emails about, hey, why isn't this guy in the Hall of Fame? So, you know, it's pretty cool that he was inducted. I'm sorry he couldn't be here today. I think I know he wanted to be. Also for Coach Anderson, he wanted to be. So disappointed he couldn't make it, but proud that his name and his likeness is hanging in the Hall of Fame area, and hopefully we'll get him back here and be able to do something for him as well.
We kind of took a detour there to talk about that, but then, you know, going back to the third period, you know, it seemed like in that third period you guys are trying to see if you can get one, at least get one back, right, you know, to get back in the game like that. And then, you know, pulling the goaltender had some chances there, and eventually, you know, they come down to score the empty netter. But overall, it seemed like the effort you guys are given, you know, maybe, you know, I remember earlier in the season you were talking about maybe focusing a little too much on the result, not the process. Are you trying to focus on the process here?
Yeah, end of the day, every team wants the same thing, and that's at the end of the year to be on a streak. And if we play on Wednesday, which right now we're in that position, we'll have to. You know, we're good enough to get on a four-game winning streak. We have the ability to do that, and I think today was a step back towards that. And I was, you know, as I said to the team, they didn't want to hear it, but I liked our game tonight. I liked our effort tonight. I just didn't like the result, and sometimes you can't control that.
Ty Dano got the goal for you guys tonight. He's been pretty solid for pretty much, you know, since the start of the season. You know, 10 goals for him is the most that Mike McMahon had the stats, so I figured exactly what they were, but it's been a while since guys, you know, freshmen have been able to score at that rate, and, you know, he seems like he's set up for a good career here.
Yeah, he's a really good player and a really, just a really good young man. I mean, he's one of those guys I think everybody in the room roots for. Because he just goes about his business the right way. He plays hard, plays heavy, plays well without the puck, so he's getting the puck in good areas of the rink, and he's finishing. So it's good. It's good to see, you know, and hopefully we can continue to grow from this game because we need to. You know, we worked hard enough tonight that we deserved a better result, but so did they, and they got the result they wanted. So it is what it is. But I'm really hopeful that, you know, we can keep our chins up and just play forward.
All right, thanks a lot, Scott. We appreciate it. We'll see you next weekend against UMass. Thanks again.
Okay, thanks, Mike.